we're now getting into the county fair season, as you know, Chris, and the Kent County Fair on Maryland's Eastern Shore actually ends tomorrow. The Washington County Fair in Maryland's going up in Sharpsburg. But county fairs all over the region are great family time rides, you know, all the animal exhibits and stuff. It's really a lot of fun for the family. So there, look around and see if there's one near you.
And there's a family dig day Saturday, right?
Sure, over in Alexandria at the George Washington Masonic Monument. If you look on page 30 in our Around Town calendar, you'll find a lot of things like this that are family-oriented. And this one is kind of interesting because you can get your hands dirty and actually do some digging.
And there's also a National D-Day Memorial.
There sure is, down in Bedford, Virginia. It's about 3.5 hours from Washington. But this is the town that lost more boys than any other on the beaches of Normandy that day. And so the National D-Day Memorial is there. It is a beautiful memorial, a great tour. It's something that you really should see if you have any interest at all in World War II. But they have a great family day activity going on down there. You can find out about that on page 30 of the July Recreation News.
Wow, that's remarkable. I had no idea about that. One of the great things about living in this area is all the Civil War history that's around here.
Absolutely. You may know it as Bull Run. Some people know it as the Battle of First Manassas, but the anniversary is coming up this weekend. And so at the Ben Lamont Historic Site in Manassas on Saturday, from 11 to 4, that's where the activities are going to be taking place. You can find out more about that on page 32 of our calendar. You can also find out a little bit more about the Civil War at another very interesting place that's not terribly well known, and that is at Union Mills up in Carroll County, Maryland. There's a Civil War encampment and living history going on up there. Union Mills was kind of caught in the crossfire, I guess you could say, as troops were moving toward the battle at Gettysburg. And so the family there was split in terms of their loyalties. On one day, they had the Confederates there and treated them as guests. On the next day, they had the Union soldiers there and treated them as guests. So it's kind of an interesting story. You can find out about the times and everything on page 32 in our calendar.
Wow, great. And Mount Royal Avenue in Baltimore, that's one of the places to be.
That's right. Mount Royal Avenue is where Artscape takes place every year in Baltimore. It's this weekend. You can catch the action. Find out a little bit more about that on page 30 of the calendar as well.
And the Commodores.
Names from the past, right, Chris?
Yeah. No, they're still great.
They kind of specialize in that kind of entertainment down at Busch Gardens in the summer. They have a summer concert series, and the Commodores are playing Saturday and Sunday nights. You can get more information about tickets and so forth on page 17 in the July Recreation News and, of course, online at recreationnews.com.
Oh, I may just have to have Emily pull some Commodores music for our closing music for a Friday. Flowers and wine, you always keep us up on the wine stuff. It's great.
Well, the place to be if you like flowers and wine is the Daylily and Wine Festival in Fishersville, Virginia this weekend. It takes place near Stanton at the world-famous nursery of André Viette. There are just acres of varieties of daylilies and wine. See page 14. We've got a little sidebar story about it that you might could just get interested enough to go down there and see. There's also a reggae wine festival, a little bit different kind of a thing, at Berry Wine Plantation in Mount Airy, Maryland this weekend.
How could somebody not like flowers and wine? I mean, what could be more delectable than that? You have a little preview for next Saturday over at the Chesapeake Maritime Museum.
Right. They have the Folk Festival. The Chesapeake Folk Festival will be going on next Saturday from 10 to 6. This is a kind of a neat thing at a neat location. We always like to talk about the Chesapeake Maritime Museum. Check out page 12, and you can find out more details about that. Make a few plans for next Saturday.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to be out there this weekend. So it's and Marvin, we always love the deals.
Well, we got a couple of good ones this time. The Country Road Cabins in beautiful and cool West Virginia have special government employee rates. You want to check those out, see page 8 in our travel guide for all the details. Another Recreation News reader special. The Shenandoah National Park has a real special for Recreation News readers, $139 special at one of the lodges. It's a great deal, but the only way you can get it is you have to go to www.recreationnews.com and click on the Shenandoah National Park banner. That'll take you to a special site where you can register for the deal. King's Dominion has a special for government families. If you see the coupon on page 16 of the July Recreation News, you'll find a $29.99 per person rate that's good for government families, and it does have some expiration times and so forth on it, so you want to check it out right quick.
But Recreation News has this great cruise deal, the contest.
Absolutely. It's a great giveaway. It's a big Royal Caribbean cruise to Bermuda at the end of October, beginning of November. You can use the form on page 42 to enter the contest, and then you can also register online. So you want to check those out because this is a biggie.